Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. It's been on the front burner for the past 18 months or so, and today Eureka City Manager David Tyson made it official. While appearing on the Talk Shop, he said that at the end of the year, Eureka will have a new city manager.
Today, I gave my city council notice that I'd be leaving the city as of December 28th, I think it is, the end of my contract.
Tyson pointed out that it's a tough time for the transition from one manager to another, but by informing the city council and city staff, it allows the city time to prepare.
We agreed a year and a half ago to a two-year contract, and I just let them know today so that they could start making plans for the future. I'm sure those plans will include some type of recruitment process. So, you know, those usually take 6 to 8 months. So, you know, the timing is, I think, appropriate. And headed into finalizing our police chief recruitment and selecting candidates there. So I think it's important that the police chief candidates know that, you know, that I'll be leaving at the end of the calendar year so that they can be knowledgeable of that as they consider the city of Eureka.
Tyson was prepared to retire a few years ago, but accepted a contract that kept him on for two more years. And now those 2 years are nearing their end. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating Tasha and Coda Olson, who tried to leave three dogs with the county animal shelter yesterday afternoon. And after being turned down, they later abandoned the dogs along Highway 36 near Carlotta. The sheriff's office reports the couple went to the shelter and claimed they had found the three dogs running wild. But shelter staff quickly found some holes in their story, particularly after one called one of the dogs by its name. When staff offered to provide them with information about how they could find a home for the dogs, the couple left with all three animals. At around 7 o'clock last night, animal control was called out and the three dogs were rounded up. Officers believe the couple deliberately abandoned the dogs and they were seen driving a green Subaru station wagon license plate 6SLV672. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Brooke Hames, the 27-year-old woman who was arrested after a horrific traffic collision on Monday night, has pleaded not guilty to charges of murder, felony DUI, and felony evasion. Hames is accused of killing 24-year-old Danielle Weaver and sending her husband, Bob Chisholm, to the hospital with serious injuries. Also injured in the crash were 54-year-old Gary Chisholm, Bob's dad, and their infant daughter. Both were treated and released from the hospital earlier this week. Hames' bail has been set at $1 million, and she also faces charges for an earlier DUI arrest, and she'll be back in court on May 10th and again on the 16th. And last night, Arcata police were notified that a mountain lion had been seen near Fickle Hill Road and Hill Street. Officers responded to the area but were unable to locate the animal. Mountain lions have been reported in several parts of Arcata in the recent weeks. Areas where city encroaches on forested lands are most likely the places where you're going to find the animals. Mountain lions may be attracted to pet foods left out and in the pets themselves. The Arcata Police Department wants to remind citizens that if you see a mountain lion, do not approach it. Wave your hands in the air, make some noise, and once you're safe, call the police department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Virginia Bass, chair of the Board of Supervisors, will join the County Health Department next Tuesday for the opening of Mental Health Month in Humboldt County. For 60 years, the county has highlighted the impacts of mental health on individuals and families. And at noon, county officials, staff, and others associated with the department will march from the mental health offices to the downtown campus to mark the occasion. Supervisor Bass will read out the proclamation that was approved by the Board of Supervisors earlier this month. And Pacific Gas and Electric will conduct low-level helicopter patrols next week to inspect electrical lines in rural and remote areas of the county. The maintenance is done on a regular basis and is used to identify sagging lines, potentially hazardous trees, fire hazards, and other problems. The helicopter patrols will be in the air from about 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., so don't be alarmed. Unless, of course, your agricultural pursuits lead you to being alarmed when low-flying helicopters are overhead. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.